I'm so glad to see you. So what brings you to town?
Well, we're recording, by the way.
Yes. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good day.
Good evening, depending upon when and where you're watching this. Well, as you know, Chuck, I do a lot of work up here for Microsoft and building some new experiences for customers. And I'm actually delivering a copy that they're going to use next week at Star West, which is part of an experience called Two to Tango, which lets developers and testers work with Lab Management and Visual Studio 2010 and Team Foundation Server and go through this experience of testers being able to file actionable bugs, giving IntelliTrace logs to developers, and even better, be able to give snapshots to a virtual machine that shows exactly where the bug occurred in its environment, and just really, you know, ends the developer-tester ping-pong game.
That's pretty cool. So if you're not going to Star West, when's the next time we're going to be able to see you? Because Star West, I think, is the registration is closed at this point.
Yeah, and I actually won't even be at the show.
Okay.
I'm going to be off working, doing some other stuff. So but some of the great guys from Microsoft will be down there. I know Andrew Cook, who's one of the ALM specialists out of the U.S. Field, is going to be there. And he's going to have the booth set up. So if you're at Star West, go and say hello to Andrew.
But it's all about you. So where are you going to be at?
Well, for me, yeah. So for the lab stuff, I'm coming up in November, the week of November 14th, for the ALM Summit here in Redmond. So ALM-summit.com. And I'm doing an all-day workshop at the end of the week. And what's different is most of the workshops I do, I just blab, right? And mostly because, especially when you're doing lab management, it's a bit of a pain in the butt. But for this week, we're going to do something crazy. We're going to do a hands-on workshop experience. That means I'll blab a bit, and you'll get to try it right there live with your own workstation, configured the Team Foundation server and everything else. And we're going to spend a day doing lab. I've got a great guy from Australia, Richard Angus, helping me out, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
What kind of monster machines are you using to actually have every person? So, did I get this right? Every person? Is that the first time in the world that that's happening as well?
So, you know, I can only speak to myself that from my experience, no one else has tried to do this on whether I'm stupid or crazy. That's another point to be discussed offline. But yeah, I've never done it. I've done, you know, customer visits, and we've done configurations with their stuff, and I bring my own set of hardware, which is another fun point. But when I talked to the organizer for the show, I said, so you want to do a hands-on? He's like, yeah, I think it'd be great. And I go, well, you're right, it'd be great, but we're going to have to get decent hardware. He goes, what do you want? And so I told him what I wanted. He kind of cut me back on budget, but basically each user's going to have
a quad. Did exist? Dilithium crystal.
Yeah, warp drive capable transporters. But you're going to have dual spindles. One of them is a 10,000 RPM drive. We're going to have 16 gig of RAM, quad-core processors, and what it's going to do is I'll have done the basic configuration for Team Foundation Server, all the core stuff, but you're going to hook up Hyper-V with Lab Management. You're going to get your environment running from a sysprepped image, deploy agents, get builds working, all that. And so machines look pretty good, so I think they'll be a setup. In fact, I've been doing testing on my own right now, and you know, 6 weeks, we're out. We're going to have a good time.
That sounds great. And one of the things I always love about your labs, yeah, you talk about blabbing on, but I always learn these interesting nuggets. Your specialty is optimization and virtualization, without a doubt. That's the part I love listening to you about. What are some zingers? The last one I remember was the fact that having differencing drives on USBs weren't going to gain you any speed. I thought that was shocking, and I went back and changed my own configurations at what I've been doing. So what's that next chapter of things that you found out recently that came as a bit of a surprise?
Well, you know, definitely, you know, multiple spindles matter. You know, one of the mistakes people make is they're trying to do virtualization on underpowered hardware. But, you know, across the board, the biggest thing that's changed my life has been SSDs. Mm-hmm. And, you got to love the speed, but, you know, there's that old saying, you know, speed kills, right? And there's some shocking statistics when you look at the failure rate. So, with a great power comes great responsibility. So I now am a freak of nature when it comes to backups.
Let me get this right. Even though there's fewer moving parts because we're going to solid state and everything's being put into memory, there's actually higher failure rates. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's hard to say higher failure rates because we have the whole issue of total number of units shipped to,
right,
physical. But what we are seeing is an abnormally high number of failures across the board. Now, what's interesting is Jeff Atwood did a post on codinghorror.com on this. You'll have to do a little searching, but it's a
shout out to Jeff.
Yes, Jeff, just an old buddy of mine. We did some team system in the day. But Jeff decided to go do a starter with Joel Spolsky, this little stack exchange stuff, you know, go figure. But anyway, Jeff wrote about it, and Jeff came to the same conclusion, which is the speed is so much worth it that we'll risk the failure rates. So it means you've got to back up a lot. My experience, I'm a big fan of the Intel SSDs, and, you know, knock on wood, they've been really good to me.
I know Grant Holliday is a big advocate as well. So
yeah, it, you know, unfortunately, I did have an affair with a Crucial drive, and it bit me, and it died within 1 week. So I do have an OCZ or OCZ for the rest of you.
Drive. So you're flirting with other dates at this point.
You know, just to try it out, mostly because I couldn't get the Intel drive I wanted, and they had the OCZ in stock. But right now, I recommend Intel, and they've been really good to me, but I do back up religiously.
That's, again, what is Zinger? So I'm just now thinking about, you know, buying out, so buying into the SSD market. So I have to make sure and buy into the backup as well.
Yeah, so basically with every SSD, you know, what I like to do is I look at the size of the SSD drive, particularly because I use a lot of VHDs, and I at least do a 4x multiplier. So if I'm getting like a 160 drive, then I'm going to want just under a terabyte drive for backup. So Seagate's got these really nice 3 terabyte USB 3 drives, and with my Lenovo's that have built-in USB 3, SSD is internal, and then I just pop that up, go to bed at night, just do a full copy backup, and it's great.
I'm still looking forward to this. Hopefully I can get into the course. Are there still seats available?
Yeah, we're doing good. It's going to be limited. I think we're going to max out at about 35 seats. I think we're just under halfway sold at this point. You got 6 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. The week's going to be great, right? You got all sorts of great people. I know Brian Harry's going to be there. You know, go to the homepage. Some great speakers.
Newkirk, right?
Newkirk's there. It's going to be a great week of knowledge transfer and lots of interaction. I know a lot of speakers are just going to be hanging out, talking to people. There's pre-cons you can go to also. Stephen Borg, Anthony Borden are doing some stuff. And then Richard Hunhausen. And then, like I said, I'm doing live management end of the week on Friday. Trust me, I'll make your week be painful at the end, but you'll go home with maybe a little bleeding, but no worse for wear.
And then the URL one more time.
ALM-Summit or ALM-Summit.com.
Thank you very much for coming out. I do appreciate it, Brian.
Thanks, Chuck.